There's nothing special about being American. None of you can define for me what an American is.
I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I'm 200 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I'm Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world. I'm Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry. I'm John Paul Jones, the Green Mountain Boys, Davy Crockett. I'm Lee.
Coming to you from the D-Tom Studios in the free state of Florida, sponsored by Maker's Mark Bourbon. This is Don't Tread on America. Your host, Don Q. Let's go. Come on, man. How's everybody doing out there today? It is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Hi. Hope everyone had a great Easter and you had fun with the Oyster Bunny and everything worked out great there. Yes, I did say Oyster Bunny because that's what our illustrious president called them because he's a fucking moron. Anyway, so guys, a couple things real quick. We're going to get into the show because let me tell you something. I know this is not the only podcast you listen to, and I get it, because this is not the only podcast I listen to. Not that I listen to this, but you get it. And I'm going to give credit where credit is due. But I'm also going to give credit to the guys and gals like me that are totally by themselves. For the most part, you know, lower level podcasting. It's hard to do a podcast. I mean, I don't want to phrase this like it's the most difficult job in the world. It's not. It is very hard to come up with content because I could listen to shows that posted, say, yesterday and say, okay, that was good. Let me write that down. Oh, that was a good point. Let me write that down. But in all honesty, I don't really listen to that many other podcasts depending on how time is and how work is going. I really don't listen to many hours of podcasts. I mean, it might be an hour at best. So usually it might be one show, maybe get into another. But anyway, point being is this. The bulk of my content that I get some stuff from Chris. But the majority of everything else is if I'm scrolling TikTok and something comes across, if I'm scrolling Twitter and something comes across, then I'll do some research on that. I don't just automatically trust whatever I see on Twitter or TikTok and say, oh, that's a story. Let me talk about it. I will grab that story and then I will look it up and then I'll talk about it if it's true or interesting. It doesn't mean it's not true. It's just, it's interesting. It might be true, but it's also interesting. Anyway, point being, or it might be conspiracy theory. To not necessarily talk about everything that everybody else is talking about, it's not an easy task, especially when you're working a full-time job. You know, I've said this how many times? It's just do with a full-time job and a part-time podcast. So I work today. I get home from work. I have some things I want to get done. I have some trees I needed to trim. I get that done. So I eat a little lunch, and then it's like, what am I going to talk about today? And it's an arduous task. So with that being said, I don't have a show for you today, so thanks for logging in. No, I'm joking. it's going to be very much off the cuff, okay? So I have some ideas in my head. I have a couple of things on the computer here, but I'm going to kind of riff off of those things. So bear with me as we get into this show, which I don't even have a title for yet. We'll figure it out when I get done. But in the meantime, guys, please make sure you're following this podcast. Whatever podcast app you're listening to this on, click the follow button, click the share or the like or the whatever the button is there. It doesn't cost you anything. I'm not doing a Patreon. I'm not doing all this crap. I'm not trying to, subscribe, make you guys fill out a subscription and pay, $10 a month. I'm not doing any of that. It's free. You're already listening to it. I know I give my ups and downs. Like I said, it's hard to come up with stuff to sit here and talk to you guys for an hour. So I try to stretch each show out as long as I can without rambling about stupid shit like you subscribing to the show. But guys, so we'll just see how this show goes. And, you never know. I might pull something out of my ass here before too long. All right. And make sure that you share this with your friends. Maybe not this show, or maybe this show. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't know. But I do have some interesting things to talk about that I don't want to spoil it. So just stick around. Just stick around. And guys, if you're on social media, please follow us at Don't Tread on America on Facebook, Instagram, True Social, and the Ticker Talker. And if you are on the Twitter X machine, it is DTom_1775. If you are not on social media, that's fine. You can check us out at DontTreadOnAmerica.com. And you can email me directly at donq@donttreadonamerica.com. And guys, don't forget about our Rumble channel, Don't Tread on America TV. If you're on Rumble and you have a your own little page there or whatever, it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you anything to log on to any of these things and follow. If you're on Rumble and you're watching other videos or whatever you watch on Rumble, follow the show. You're obviously listening to the show on whatever podcast app, follow the show. If you're on a social media platform, which a lot of people are, so it's not a stretch for me to ask for this, follow the show. It doesn't hurt. It really doesn't. And also, from these situations, you can get in contact with me. If you have anything you want to say, you want to call me a fucking idiot, that's cool. I don't care. I'm an idiot. I know it. And, guys, don't forget also, while you're scrolling around and looking at stuff, don't forget about our sponsors to the show. Of course, the self-inflicted sponsor, DTom Show. We got t-shirts and all sorts of stuff. If you're watching this on Rumble, you can see the t-shirt here over my shoulder. And there's other things on there. I have a t-shirt hanging here on the back of my futon here in the plush DTom Studios. But also, don't forget about, we have Reaper Apparel Company. Check them out at ReaperApparelCo.com. Use promo code DTOM at the checkout. Get 10% off your order with the DTOM store. You can use DTOM in the checkout. It'll get you 10% off, but you already get free shipping. Unfortunately, you can't use both things. Free shipping actually works out to be a better deal, so you're better off with that situation. All right, so let's get into the mix. So last week, there was we talked about this, right? The bridge that collapsed in Baltimore, where the shipping container ship had hit the bridge and knocked it down. And I had told you guys that it will be interesting to see what comes about and the theories. And I'm not going to say conspiracy theories, but the theories that come about. And don't be surprised if you start hearing the word or words terrorist attack or cyber attack or something along those lines. And pretty much since then, that is what you've heard. Now, I'm not saying that everybody in the press around the world got that idea from me. I mean, most of them probably yes, but not all of them. Now, this is coming out. And as I tried to put the show together, one of the things that I do is try to link stories, okay? So I'm going to talk about, this is breaking news. Now, it's not breaking like today. It happened the other day, but obviously we had Easter and I don't do a show on Monday, and so it's breaking today. Now, I will also say this, that no one else is talking about this. So you might be hearing it here first on Don't Tread on America. So if this is the first time you're hearing it, this is the things that I really need y'all's help in sharing the show. You're going to be like, fucking A. I was listening to Don't Tread on America with their host, Don Q, and he had this bombshell report about CCP terrorist attack against the U.S. What? Yeah. So this is what I'm going to play. Now, it is in, I don't want to say it's in Chinese because I don't think it's from China. This is obviously from probably South Korea, somewhere over that way. So this will be a translation that you hear. So just pay close attention. And here we go.
I would like to add that 70% to 80% of the normal traffic at this port is military material, much of it destined for Ukraine. Today we are going to bring you a piece of exclusive intelligence that we have received from our supporters within the CCP. The information is very precise. This attack is being carried out by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, using remote towing technology. It is a terrorist attack. The CCP has launched a terrorist operation against the United States on American soil. The impact is huge on the traffic and transportation of the entire United States. The local governor says it has an impact on the whole world, which is not an exaggeration at all. Also, the bad news is that if the CCP can tow a freighter to collapse Baltimore's bridge, they can do the same with any car, ship, elevator, any vehicle you can think of. As long as it has a connection to signal and data, a chip, an antenna, a radio, etc. Because Miles Guo once told me in the past that once Liu Yanping, the former vice minister of public security of the CCP, threatened him and said that they can crash any plane they want at any time. Don't think that if you don't bring your phone, you'll be okay. The CCP can crash anything as long as your device has something to receive the signal, like the radios in cars or planes. So again, I want to emphasize that the two pieces of exclusive intelligence are that it's the CCP that launched the terrorist attack on Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge using the remote towing technology on the freighter. The second information is that there are people in the U.S. government who knew about it but didn't report it, although we can't confirm whether they knew about it before or after the attack. But so far we have not seen any official statement confirming this information.
So that's very reminiscent of Pearl Harbor, if you know anything about that, or if you listen to the show that I did on false flags. If you haven't, go back and listen to it. But that is something that I had hinted around to, that if this was a cyber attack and you saw the video of the boat losing power, regaining power, losing power, and the reasons that they're giving is that the ship lost power, whatever, and they dropped the anchor. Now, a lot of things have come out about that, stating that they're, I don't recall, port and starboard. I know one's right and one's left. I'm not a naval expert, so I don't really know. But I want to say, if memory serves me correctly, that they said they dropped the anchor on the starboard side, which is the right side of the ship, which, or maybe it was dropped on the left side, but it wouldn't have caused it to turn right. I can't remember how they said it, but however they said they dropped the anchor, it would have caused the ship to turn left, not right. Not to mention the fact that if they lost power on the ship, a ways prior to them even getting close to that bridge, and they had dropped anchor, and it had kicked it to the right, it should have kicked it far enough to the right that it would have missed the pylon altogether, and it didn't. Now, if it was a cyber attack on the GPS or whatever of the ship, because you got to understand, now, this bridge was built in, 1977? So you're talking 47 years this bridge has been there. And these types of ships come and go from this port for 47 years, and there's never been an incident until now. And the reason I bring this up is 47 years ago, they didn't have GPS. They didn't have this technology that we have these days. And the ship driving, the steering of the ship was 100% man controlled. Nowadays, it's computer controlled. I'm not saying there's nobody behind the wheel, but it's a lot more satellite assisted situations, and it's a little bit easier to navigate these waterways, so that if it were a cyber attack, and if it was put out by the CCP, it makes a lot more sense, because if in the trajectory of the ship initially, when it first lost power, if it had just lost power and kept going in the path it was going, it would have cleared the bridge, no problem. So even if you want to make the argument that the captain dropped the anchor to stop the ship, there at initially would have been no reason to do so. They were going where they were supposed to go. The boat was going, the ship, whatever, was going in the direction that it needed to go in to miss the pylons. So let me put it like this. If you're driving your car down the road and you're going in a straight line, there's no curves. It's just 100 miles of straight road. Okay. And your car loses power. There's no reason for you to try and steer. It's a straight line. Okay. So you might panic and want to hit the brakes because it's a natural reaction, but your car has lost power. Therefore, you're not going to be able to hit the brakes. You can hit them all day long. They're just not working. So you would let off the brakes. You have no acceleration. So eventually you would slow down, right? You have no power. You have no engine. You have momentum. So if you're doing, say, 50 miles an hour, you have that momentum that will eventually go away because you have no continued power, but you're going in a straight line. So as long as you don't turn the wheel, you're going to be fine. So why, if the ship was going in a straight line when it lost power, why would you turn? Why would you drop an anchor? Why would you do all these things that they're telling us happened? You would have no reason to do so. You're going in a straight line. Just maintain the course and try to regain power. But it's almost like when it regained power is when it turned. So the simple question is, assuming this report is correct, could it have been a situation where the ship lost power? Okay, someone with the remote steering, which is possible. The technology is possible. You have a remote control car. If you don't, you've had one. And one, I would assume in your lifetime, I've got a remote control grave digger sitting right here next to me, because I've got a 2-year-old grandchild, but I bought him one and it's at his house, so I had to buy me one because it's cool as fuck. Anyway, if you're driving in a straight line, you can steer it, right? It's remote control. If I have that technology in a $100 toy that I bought, surely you can put this in a ship. I mean, Tesla's self-drive. These things can happen. There is no reason to deny the possibility that this is a question. The ship was going straight when it lost power. Now, the simple question was this, and has been this, and even I talked about this, where I said the only problem with believing that it's a terrorist attack is the time it happened. Because most of the times when you hear or see terrorist attack, not just in this country, but wherever, it's usually done at a populated place. It's done like you had the thing in Russia like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, where these terrorists attacked, I think it was a concert hall or whatever. And I'll get to that here in a little bit. But it wasn't after the concert was over and no one was there, right? It was when it was packed. What, 130 people killed or injured? So you would ask the question, well, whoever they are, whether it's CCP, Russia, whoever, if their intent was to cause terror, right, terrorist attack causing terror, why would you do it at 1:30 in the morning, not at 6:30 in the morning when there's more traffic on the bridge? Well, what if the terrorist attack wasn't necessarily about causing terror on the American people per se, from a standpoint of killing however many Americans you can on a bridge crossing, you know, the river there, Because in all honesty, if you wanted to cause that kind of terror, you would probably pick a different location just because it's not like, I mean, I'm not saying that bridge doesn't see a lot of traffic, but it's not like New York City or something like that, right? But what if it has come out as of lately that this particular ship had a lot of hazardous materials? There was also ships in that bay that were supposedly destined for Ukraine. And whether those ships had supplies, whether they were military supplies or, you know, food supplies, don't know. Also in that port were, I think it was either two or three different U.S. naval high response naval ships, which means that if something's going on in another part of the world, these boats, these ships are fast enough that they can get there in a matter of time. I mean, it's not automatic, but a lot quicker than most battleships. Now, with this bridge collapsing, nothing's leaving there anytime soon. Now, I know they're in the process of cleaning up, trying to do what they can do as far as getting ships to be able to come and go, but it's still a very treacherous situation. But in the meantime, you have Russia has sent its Pacific Fleet into the Red Sea. Now, this has just happened over the last couple of days, since Friday. So the Francis Scott Key Bridge was last Tuesday, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken. And since then, it was either Tuesday or Wednesday, but since then, you've got Russia's Pacific Fleet moving into the Red Sea. And they're actually off the coast of Florida. No, I'm joking. I'm trying to find it real quick. What is that? Not Syria, but Yemen. Now, in the meantime, you're reading stories and you see, oh, everyone's distracted by P. Diddy, blah, blah, blah. I don't know that has anything to do with this. I just think that's a whole nother situation. But no one's really talking about, have you watched the news? Do you watch Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, whoever you watch? Has anyone said, oh, by the way, Russia's Pacific Fleet has now made its way into the Red Sea, where the Houthis, you know, are constantly taking over ships and whatnot. Now, I don't assume that they're there to help Israel or Russia or the United States or whatever in combating these Houthi rebels from taking over ships. So why are they there? Now, there's also been a lot of talk about France, sending troops to Ukraine. Now, Russia has warned against this. Now, I don't know that sending Russian naval ships into the Red Sea would be a threat to France necessarily. I would think that would be more Mediterranean Sea or, you know, Atlantic Ocean, some along those lines, but why are they there? Now, this is also kind of breaking today that Israel did an airstrike on Syria. Once again, as far as I could tell, unless it's breaking as I'm talking right now, it's not been on the news. It was an attack on our Iranian embassy in Syria. Now, we in this country, we don't hear everything, okay? We get part of the story, and then we want to blame the bad guy, whoever the bad guy is. And in the meantime, you have a country in Israel that has decimated the Palestinian people. Now, I've had this conversation for the last couple of months, since October. And I'm one of the people that believe that if you are a country, whatever your country is, and someone attacks you, you by all means have every right to defend yourself. I have also gone on to say on this show, in reference to the Israel and Hamas situation, that the things that we did, the United States, back in the 90s and early 2000s, weren't any better than what Israel's doing right now. By that, I mean, we took an excuse in 2001 of the Twin Towers to escalate a war. Not even a war, just to go in and bomb the fuck out of people. And we didn't, I mean, granted, we were told we were going after a certain individual. Now, if you recall, if you're old enough, you recall back to 2001 after the Twin Towers attack, quote unquote. And what was Bush's statement after when this had happened? I don't know it word for word, but it was something to the effect of, we need to fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here, right? So, of course, the optics, I'm shaking up my drink. I'm sorry. I'm drinking some lemonade with blackberry crown. So, anyway. But the optics of 9/11... you garnered a shit ton of support. No one in their right mind was going to sit here and say, I don't know, do we really need to go over there? And no one disagreed. I mean, I don't want to say no one, but the majority of this country did not disagree. Everyone was like, fuck yeah, let's go kill them raghead motherfuckers. I was one of them. And because we believed what we saw. Now, one of the questions I even asked was, at the time, we were going after bin Laden. Why did we go into Iraq? And I've asked this question before. And no one really questioned it, because everyone was kind of like, yeah, kill them all. They did this to us. Fuck them. I mean, granted, my stance on that whole situation has changed in the last 23 years. But at the time, I was just as ignorant as everyone else in this country. But the Israeli-Hamas situation was very, very similar to 9/11 in the sense of they were attacked by a terrorist group. And they retaliated by bombing the fuck out of the people of Gaza. Now, and I don't rehash stories and talk about things that I've talked about, but when this had all happened, there was a story and I talked about it, and I don't remember the specifics. This was what, 5-6 months ago, but where CNN was talking to one of the people from the IDF, and they were going after a specific person that was supposedly hiding in a Palestinian refugee camp, because, you know, they had already decimated so many homes and apartments and whatnot. And they killed, I don't recall the amount of people, but they killed a bunch of people that were in this camp. They were just regular citizens. And the question was asked, did you get the person you were after? And they were like, well, we're not sure. So it's a very similar situation. If you go back to 2001, 2002, when this country, we did the things that we did in Afghanistan and Iraq, and I guess in the long run, we got the person, supposedly, we got the persons that we were looking for, but all the other people that we killed, no one talked about that. The difference between 20 years ago and now is you have a lot more social media optics. And which flashes back to another reason why I think they're trying to get rid of TikTok, because they don't want you guys to see that. Because even if you go on Twitter, most of the videos that you see about these different situations are TikTok videos that someone's posted on X. I keep on calling it Twitter, but you know what I mean. And I personally believe that's one of the reasons why they want to get rid of TikTok. It has nothing to do with anything else they're telling you. It's more about this. And they label it misinformation. But in all actuality, I think it's they don't want you to just be informed. Now, I'm of the belief that whether it's misinformation or real information, it's up to you as a human being to be able to decipher what's real and what's not. You can figure it out. If you dig deep enough, you will find the truth. But the fact of the matter is, the UN Security Council is meeting right now. after this suspected airstrike in Syria on an Iranian embassy. Now, Israel is trying to connect the dots, saying that Hamas is being funded by Iran, and so therefore we need to go after Iran. It's kind of like the same thing with us with 9/11. But in the grand scheme of things, the majority of this stuff didn't happen until Biden, I was going to call him Mo Biden, gave Iraq all this money back in September. Let's think about that. But in the meantime, it is someone's mission, someone, I don't know who the someone is, or someone's mission for this country and Europe to be at war. The problem is we don't have one boogeyman. We talk about, or I say we, but the news media talks about how Russia, it's Putin, look what he's doing in Ukraine, blah, blah, blah. But in the meantime, if this story about CCP doing this with the ship is true, then I would go on the assumption and go out on a limb and say that I would think that Xi Jinping is a little bit closer to Putin than he is to us. Now, if this was a cyber attack that was perpetrated by the CCP on our port there in Baltimore with the sole purpose of stranding not only those supplies but those ships, those naval ships, not that those are only ships we have, mind you, I get it, but, and not that we don't have ships over there ourselves. But, and then on top of that, you have France, Macron, saying that he's going to give troops to Zelensky. And, oh, by the way, since we're touching on Zelensky here, let's not ignore the fact that Saturday, I believe it was Friday or Saturday, they were supposed to, in Ukraine, hold their elections for a new president. But those elections were suspended by Zelensky because he claimed martial law, if you recall that. We talked about this a while ago. And I had asked the question, well, obviously, just like in this country, if you, let me type this in here, Zelensky. If you, in this country, if we were to have martial law proclaimed, you know what would happen? Well, elections would be froze, would be stopped. And what does that mean? What does that mean for me and you? Well, we have an election upcoming, and I've talked about this. I brought this up in the last year or so a couple of times, and I talked about this when Zelensky declared martial law. So technically, I think as of today, if I'm not mistaken, as of today, he is no longer president of Ukraine. What are you talking about, Don? They still call him President Zelensky. Hear me out. The elections were Saturday. Or was it Saturday or Monday? Let me look this up real quick. I guess I should speak on this. Ukraine elections. I can't remember if it was March 31st or April 1st, which would be funny if it was April 1st, right? Today's March, Ukraine supposed to, yeah, so it was 31st. They were supposed to be the 31st. So that means as of April 1st, he is no longer president of the Ukraine. So, Don, who is the president of the Ukraine? Nobody. You now have a dictator in the country of Ukraine who has seized power for himself. Now, do you honestly think that he has been called to the peace tables, and Putin has agreed to talk about peace? So who's really pushing this war? Are we doing it? Is NATO doing it? Or is it Zelensky? And he's using the art of war to cause this. Now, Am I saying that what Putin did by going in and doing that was necessarily the right thing? In his eyes, it was. Maybe in the world's eyes, it wasn't. But the problem here is this, and I'm not a Putin apologist or a Russian stooge or a Ukrainian stooge or Israeli stooge or anything of the sorts. I'm an American stooge, if you want to call me anything. But here's my problem. We, and I've said this 100 times too, but we in this country have been taught to hate Russia, period. If you're my age or older, you know, if you're anywhere from 40 plus years old, you've been raised in this country to hate Russia somehow or another. Maybe not directly. Not that we had a class in high school that says the I hate Russia class. We were taught through movies and television, songs, propaganda to hate Russia. Now, I'm not saying there's no reason to hate them. I'm not saying that there is a reason to hate them. But no matter what Russia does and Putin does, it's automatically crapped upon. Like, for example, they just had elections a couple of weeks ago, and of course Putin won, and it's like, well, of course he won. They had a stooge up against him, blah, 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 blah. Okay, whatever. Do you honestly think of that other guy would have won that Putin? Okay, I'm not saying that Putin's a great guy, okay? Hear me out. But what I am saying is one of the reasons that he says the whole thing in Ukraine took place was had nothing to do with taking over Ukraine. This war has been going on for, what, 2 years? I mean, in all honesty, you cannot honestly sit here and tell me that the Ukrainian army by itself, I don't give a fuck how much munitions and help they're getting from other countries, because supposedly no other country has boots on the ground. Now, there might be tanks or planes or rocket launchers or AKs or whatever might be there, but you still need personnel. Okay, so let's assume that their only personnel that's fighting against the Russians are Ukrainians. Okay, and I have no reason to not believe that, because if it weren't true, I think that you would hear something about it. Now, it'd be lie. It'd be like, oh, Russian propaganda says that there was Polish troops on the ground, blah, 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 whatever. So if this war is just between Russia and Ukrainian soldiers, and it was Putin's mission or Russia's mission to annihilate Ukraine and continue to move their march west into Europe, into Poland, and so on and so forth, that would have already been done. We would already be into World War III, and there would be a fight in Europe. If that was true, it would already be taking place. There's no way in hell the Ukrainian army is that powerful and that manned to be able to take on the Russians in that sense. Like I said, I don't give a shit how many tanks, planes, or whatever we give them or whoever gives them. It would not happen like that. Putin's point was to go into that country free, and this is his words, free the people of the Donetsk regions, because those people are historically Russian citizens. As to the fact that just last week he gave all those people Russian citizenships, they are now officially Russian citizens in that southeastern region of the Ukraine. So he set forth to do what he wanted to do. Now the fight that continues to happen is nothing about Russia trying to take over the rest of Ukraine. It's to defend that area. Now, Zelensky could end this today if he would take his happy ass to UN or NATO or whoever, call up Biden, call up Blinken, call up somebody and say, look, I'm tired of the fighting. I'm ready to talk peace, because Putin has already said as much himself. So the thing is the deal is going to be, Putin's going to be like, look, I'm all about peace, but this is now Russian territory. This is now part of Russia. Zelensky can agree with that, and it'd be a done deal. Now, you can also argue with me right now and say, well, Don, how would you like it if Mexico came in and took California. I'd be like, cool, take that shit. No. But I'm being a smartass. But you know what I'm saying? I understand that. If Mexico tried to say, well, you know, technically this part of the U.S. used to be Mexican territory, and these people want to become Mexican, you know, part of Mexico, so therefore, blah, blah, blah. I understand your argument. Now, I guess my argument would be, it looks like they're doing a pretty good job invading, and we're not doing shit about it, so what's the difference? But Ukraine had the right to defend itself against Russia. Ukraine failed. The thing is that we're not being told is the people in this region of Ukraine were already under bombardment from Ukraine. The Azov or whatever asshole battalion, whatever it is down there, the Nazis down there in Ukraine were already going against these people because this isn't new. I mean, I know, no shit, Don, it's been going on for 2 years, and that's not my point. It's actually been going on for like 10 years or longer. So when I say something isn't new, that is what I mean by it's not new. Same thing with the Israeli-Gaza, you know, Hamas thing. This isn't new. We just get to hear all about it. Why? Why do we get to hear about it? When this whole Ukrainian-Russian thing started, it was nonstop war machine. But we never hear the truth. And then when you actually do hear the truth, it comes from an overseas third-party individual, whether it might be coming out of Russia or wherever. And then we're told, oh, it's Russian propaganda, it's a lie, blah, 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 blah. But what if it isn't a lie? Why? Whatever happened in this country that we just can't hear the truth? Who made the decision that says, you know what, you Americans are too fucking stupid to figure things out on your own. You can't handle the truth, when it has nothing to do with about us being able to handle the truth. It's about you, the government of this country, allowing us to know the truth, because if we knew the truth, we wouldn't stand for the stuff that happens. And I'm not saying a Biden thing. This isn't necessarily against Biden. This is against our government. Now, mind you, at this point, Biden is the leader of this government, of this country. But it's beyond him. And the thing is whoever wins in November, let's assume that person is not Biden. Let's pray that's not Biden. But even if it's Trump or RFKJ, this stuff isn't going to stop. And, you know, that's one of the things that, like, Trump will run on and be like, well, I'm friends with Putin. He knows me. He knows what I'm capable of. He'll stop doing this. No, because I think what will actually happen is if Trump does win, I think he'll call for a truce and a ceasefire and bring those two to the table and say, look, Zelensky, it's over. You know, this is the deal, blah, 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 whatever. And it's going to be a done deal. Israel, on the other hand, it's hard for America, in my opinion, to lecture Israel on the things they did to Palestinian people, because who are we to say anything about what they're doing? Who gives us the right, I guess would be a good way to put it. And then, you know, back on the terrorist attack on the concert hall in Russia, you also now have this coming out, and it's nothing on mainstream media, but I've found stories here and there that possibly this was a CIA-funded operation using Ukrainian citizens. Well, Don, they looked Middle Eastern. Well, they looked Middle Eastern. That doesn't mean that they were. You know, people can look. I mean, you can get people from America that look Middle Eastern. That doesn't mean that they are. Okay? So, what if that's true? I'm not saying it's true, but what if it is true? Then you take all this other stuff that's happened in the last couple of weeks, and you put it all together, and you say, okay, well, China did what they did to help out its friend Russia, so they could send their fleet into the Red Sea to be able to help Iran, who is their friend. Because if shit does break bad and there is a war, not a pretend war, then it's going to be China, Russia, Iran will be your heavy hitters versus, I don't want to say everyone else, but versus, so if you do like a World War II comparison, let's say, your axis of evil and your allies, so you'd have like Europe for the most part and America, you know, Canada probably, versus those three. The thing is this, with the BRICS nations starting to gain power amongst themselves, would the axis of evil just be those three? BRICS, the BRICS nations, right? Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. But in recent times, they've picked up more countries in the past year. So it might not be just those people. It might be a situation that in this country, we don't really have to sweat it because the war's over there. But what if South America started invading? Kind of like they already are, right? What if all this southern border invasion isn't what we believe it to be? Or not what I believe, because what I believe it to be is what I think it really is. What we're being told it is, depending on what news agency you listen to, but I believe it is an invasion. I think the majority of these people are military-age people, and I think they are from all parts of the country. There's Russian, there's Chinese individuals, there's people from South America, there's people from Africa, from the, not the country of Africa, but the whole continent. Now, not necessarily from the continent, but from Sudan and Congo and those areas. But they come from areas that hate this country. Venezuela. Now, are 100% of these people military age males? No. There are some legitimate, I guess, I'm going to throw up the quotation marks, people who really want to get out of wherever they're coming from and be American. Unfortunately, they're going about it the wrong way, but they are getting tied up in a situation where even if only half of these people are military age men from whatever country, you're still talking 4 or 5 million people. 4 or 5 million people. The largest army in this country, in this world, rather, is about 1 million. So the Chinese army is heavy, close to 1 million. The American military is around 1 million. If you dump 5 million military age people into this country from all stretches of the world, what do you got then? You got an invasion from within. So as much as we can flash back to wars of past and how this country, for the most part, you know, with the exception of Pearl Harbor, for the most part, we were safe in this country. But not if we are being invaded from within and just being set up. And then our quote-unquote leadership is moving these individuals around the country, placing them in different areas. Now, different news media, if you watch Fox or whatever, they'll tell you, oh, it's because they're trying to elections and they're trying to, you know, get these people to vote. And you know, and even I've got caught in that mix and say, well, nothing's going to happen this year, but maybe in 2 years or 4 years. Yeah, okay, blah, blah, blah. But what if it has nothing to do with that? What if it has nothing to do with that, guys? We aren't asking the right questions to the right people because we're afraid of being called crazy and conspiracy theorists. I'm just asking a question here. We see the terrorist attacks. I talked about the bridge attack being a terrorist attack or cyber attack. Same difference. Now that the CCP looks like they are linked to this, could this be one of those things that as the history books are written 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, could this be the key to the events that started World War III? It's interesting and scary, I guess, at the same time, because we don't know. And on top of the fact that we have an election coming in a few months, maybe if we're not in war. Now, real quick on that also, we have this news breaking today also.
There is a highly contagious pathogen jumping from bird to cow to human. Texas health officials issuing a statewide alert after the first confirmed case of human infection with bird flu that came from a dairy farm. USDA confirms the avian influenza virus has infected cattle in Texas and elsewhere after wild birds were found dead on farms there and may have contaminated the feed.
So, you have the bird killed the cow, it killed the people. You know, this story broke yesterday. You could think it was April Fool's Day joke, but I don't think it is. Bird flu reported in U.S. residents. CDC warns about risk of transmission from unpasteurized milk. The CDC, the most trusted name in science, is reporting a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza or bird flu in Texas resident. The agency assures the public there remains a lot of risk to the general public. Perhaps the most concerning facet of the CDC's alert is details of how chickens, cows, and other livestock may transmit bird flu to people. Now, will this be a catalyst for them to kill all the cows and the chickens? Maybe. Or will this be something to start the COVID fears all over again? Maybe. I mean, I think the only problem with the COVID mail-in voting type excuse is they're starting the game a little too late, because this should have been started last March. But nonetheless, it's out there. Now, so far, it looks like they're saying it's more of a unpasteurized milk situation. So, I don't know. I'm sure this is a story that's still ongoing, and we'll have to see how things happen from here. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you not to eat chicken and not to eat, cows. But maybe not drink unpasteurized milk. I don't know that I would do that anyway. And maybe make sure your food's cooked. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Just asking a question. All right. So, in closing, I'm going to do something I haven't done in a couple of weeks, so here we go.
Get off my lawn, damn kids.
All right. So, the other day I was in a store, and I'm going to end the show with this. This might get off the... You hear my elbow? You just hurt my elbow. This is my get off the lawn segment. And I have these. Whenever I see something that really bothers me and it really irks me, I want to talk to you guys about it and tell me if you don't feel the same way. So, you're in a grocery store, you're in Walmart, you're in Target, wherever you're at that has a buggy, like a grocery cart, right? Now, grocery carts are designed for what? To put shit inside the buggy, right? No shit, Don, right? No duh. Cool. How do you take the buggy around the store? You grab it by the handles, right? There's handles on the back, and it's usually has the thing where you can put like a baby or a kid or whatever in, right? And whether you have a kid with you or not, you might utilize that spot for smaller items and then the lower part for bigger items, but you're pushing the cart through the store. Now, why do you suppose carts are designed like that? Anyone? Bueller? Okay, carts are designed like that, so the average person isn't any wider than that cart, right? You're probably that wide or skinnier. So you're pushing the cart through the store and you're getting whatever you need. And the carts are designed like that for you to push so that if you're going down an aisle and someone's coming up the aisle, you guys can pass each other. Here's where my get off the lawn segment starts. The carts are not designed for you to pull them, walk next to them. They are designed for you to push them, so your fat ass can at least be somewhat as narrow as the cart. But when the cart is already, 2 or 3 feet wide, and your ass is 2 or 3 feet wide, you're taking up the whole fucking aisle. So do me a favor and the rest of this country, get your fat ass behind the fucking shopping cart and push the goddamn buggy down the aisle like it's made to do. okay? Because you know what I'm going to do when I see you? I'm going to run into you, okay? So move the fuck out of the way. Get behind the buggy like a normal fucking person. If you are shopping and you need to put something in the buggy and you can't reach over because you're 4 foot tall and 4 foot wide, walk your fat ass around to the front of the cart and put it in, and then walk your fat ass back to the backside and push the cart like a normal fucking human being. Okay? All right. We agree on that. Is everyone on board with the fact that there are handles on the back of the cart for a fucking reason? Right? Cool. All right. Please, please pass this on to anyone that needs to hear this, because they're fucking stupid. All right, guys. With that being said, we've come to the end of the show. This is the end. Guys, please do me a favor. Follow us on social media. Don't Tread on America on Facebook, Instagram, True Social, and the Ticker Talker. Don't forget about our Twitter X machine, DTOM_1775, and the website, DontTreadOnAmerica.com. And you can email me at donq@donttreadonamerica.com. And guys, please, whatever podcast app you're listening to this on, please follow the show. Subscribe, whatever the button is there. If you're on Apple or Spotify, if you could please leave me a rating, that would greatly help me out. If you want to leave a comment, that also is fine. And guys, don't forget about our sponsors, DTOM Store, free shipping anywhere in the world. And Reaper Apparel Company at ReaperApparelCo.com. Promo code DTOM at the checkout. Check them out. Great stuff. I got t-shirt, got hat, and I got all sorts of stuff. Check them out. And like I said, use promo code DTOM. Get you 10% off. Guys, you have a fantastic rest of your day, and I'll talk to you again on Thursday. See you later.